So George and I went into our laboratory and we came up with a dramatization of what we think may have predicated that visit to Neiman Marcus and going to look at those rings, okay? Now, this is only a dramatization, okay?
Yeah, all right.
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, we're not saying this is actual audio of the two people.
But we think this may have been what it sounded like between Tony and Jess before they made that visit.
Tony, get off your butt! Let's go look at rings!
Oh, God, Jess, listen, I'm really tired. I just want to sit here on the couch, relax for a few minutes. I've had a horrible week. Got an asshat wide receiver ripping my head off behind the scenes. We lost a big game we shouldn't have. I don't want to get Quincy Carter unless I bring a Super Bowl victory to Dallas in the next few months, so can I have a moment here?
I'm bored. I want to do stuff. Let's fly to Mexico. Right now, just you and me.
I let you talk me into that once, and I had to take it in the shorts for like 6 months.
Come on, we can get Bobby Carpenter to carry our bags again, and hopefully this time I won't get as much diarrhea.
God, Jess, could you please not keep mentioning that part so much? It kind of ruins it for me, you know?
Oh, don't be such a prude. Everyone gets a little Monte Carlo's revenge.
It's Montezuma.
Tony, you've been sitting on that cat for like 8 minutes. Let's go to Neiman Marcus and lick at rings. Come on. You're not going to keep getting this milk for free, you know?
Jess, I want to just chill, okay? I want to watch a little Cops, maybe see Pac-Man on there. Relax, you know? Why do I always have to be entertaining you?
Because, Dillweed, I had the kitten. Do I have to remind you that you're just a Mexican from Illinois State? Let's not forget, my jugs have been in magazines for 10 years before you ever thought about singing with Metal School.
I know, and I was a virgin for 26 years, and I'm thankful that you allow me access to your womanhood. I really am, but I just have a lot of pressure on me right now.
Hey, why didn't you get T.O. the ball more the other day?
Oh, God, do I have to answer that to you, too?
Tony, get your big ears off that couch and take me to a fancy store like Neiman Marcus and buy me a ring. You promised.
I did? How did I promise that?
You said you wanted to get a ring this year.
Jess, I was talking about a Super Bowl ring.
You're not going to get out of it that easily. No way. I'll cut off the kitten's supply in a hurry.
God,
now, let's go. I'll call Joe and have him call the paparazzi. You go put on shoes and fix me a few sandwiches for the road. We're going to have a great time, and we're going to get a ring. Yay!
Okay, sweetie, fine, whatever. Just to shut you up, but first, I want to call Pac-Man and have him shoot me through the head.
Oh, happy day!
So there you go. A little,
You know, I appreciate that dramatization. However, whenever George does a woman's voice, it is so Monty Python.
I know.
Woo! Can't say I like a ring!
Terry